We now go on to our Frankfurt Locker Room chat here tonight. It's brought to you by Wenklin Oil Company, Blue Valley Technologies, First National Bank of Frankfurt, and Community Healthcare System. Brandon Tamman joined by the Wildcats football coach, that is Nick Anderson, off to a good start here in 2024. 70-34, big time win last week on the road at Clifton Clyde. We talked last week, coach, about the challenges going on the road facing a team like that in week number one, and your team responded well with that big win.
Yeah, I thought for the most part, being week one and that type of environment and that type of program, I thought we played rather well, especially offensively. Defensively, we had a few lapses that we need to get cleaned up and taken care of. But for the most part, I was very pleased with how the kids responded to the adversity right out of the gate.
What allowed the offense to click so well? You guys put up a big number in the second quarter, kind of blow it open late in that first half, ultimately go on the win. Really, both phases, rushing and passing. We'll get to Wes Anderson in a moment. But what was really clicking in the first half offensively?
Yeah, we were able to get a quick stop right away, and we were able to score, I think, on our second play and on a run play. And I think that kind of set the tone a little bit. And then in the second quarter, we just did a good job of getting the ball to playmakers, and we had several one-play drives or two-play drives in that second quarter that allowed us to score quick. And like I said, when you got the athletes that we got, you just try to get the ball to them in the right spots and let them go to work.
Your quarterback, Wes Anderson, picking up where he left off last year, 13 of 17 for 381 and 7 touchdowns. He added one on the ground as well. But how about Lane Loizo? We knew his athleticism was off the charts, 6 catches for 200 yards. He scored 4 times. That connection seems to be pretty dynamite here through the first week.
Yeah, they got a good relationship, and there's a lot of trust there. And, you know, I think Wes trusts Lane that wherever he throws it, he's going to go get it. And Lane trusts Wes the fact that if he can run a good route and get a little separation, that the ball's going to come his way. And like I said, they're two really good players, and they made some pretty fantastic plays there in that first half.
Clifton Clyde still able to put up 34 points in the ball game. Talk about the defense a little bit and what you saw from them.
Yeah, we moved some guys around a little bit, probably playing some guys out of position, what we thought was going to help us defensively. And so I think there were some learning curves that took place there defensively. But I think we've made strides in that area this week, and I'm excited to see how we play defensively on Friday.
I ask a lot of coaches here in the second week, do you see the biggest improvement with your team, I guess specifically in practice from week one to week two? Do you see that jump? Is that fair to say?
Oh, I don't know. I'll tell you after the week, I guess. I think we've done some things better than we did last week. But, you know, with a veteran group, hopefully you're doing some things right out of the gate. If it was more of a younger team, I think you'd expect to see some more growth, but these kids have played a lot of football and got a pretty good idea of what they're doing. So if we clean up a few things and work on a little bit of consistency, we'll be okay.
Well, we're talking with Frankfurt football coach here, Nick Anderson, for a few more minutes. We'll step aside for a quick timeout, come back. A marquee matchup here in week number two. We'll talk about it after this here on KNZA. We continue our conversation with Frankfurt football coach, that is Nick Anderson. It is brought to you by Wenklin Oil Company, Blue Valley Technologies, First National Bank of Frankfurt, and Community Healthcare System. Wildcats off to a 1-0 start, beat Clifton Clyde last week. Now they set their sights on their home opener here on week two. Coach, you get the defending 8-man D1 state champions in Linden. Believe 14 or 15 games in a row they have won. You saw them last year. This is a very good team and a very big test here early on in the season.
Yeah, for sure. It definitely doesn't get any easier week two. And obviously they lost some key pieces and they got some kids playing collegiate football right now, but they bring back a lot of guys as far as numbers. And, they're still a very physical football team. They're going to be well coached, and defensively they probably have one of the better linebackers in all of 8-man football. And so they're definitely going to present some challenges for us, and which is fine. We need to be challenged early in the year, and hopefully we got a good crowd and we can come out and play well.
You mentioned they lost a couple key pieces that are playing collegiately. How much different is this team, if any different at all, compared to what you saw a year ago?
Well, they got a couple Division I players, or had a couple Division I players on their team last year, and those guys are gone. And Tanner Heckel might have been one of the best players that I've ever had to coach against. And so not having him around, it definitely changes things for them, but they got some very nice pieces, and like I said, they're a proud program and well coached, and And I know they're going to come give us their best shot.
Well, it's going to be a lot of fun on Friday night. You guys get that game at home. Just give us a few keys and expectations for this one on Friday.
You know, just continue to, you know, I say it every week, I think, but continue to put yourself in good down and distance situations. Don't play behind the chains and try to get some of that momentum early. And against Clyde, we were able to force a couple turnovers that were kind of key, and we need to do the same again this week and hopefully play clean football and give ourselves a chance late in the game.
Frankfort football coach Nick Anderson joining us, as he does each and every week. We appreciate it very much. Big-time matchup on Friday, week two. The Wildcats off to a 1-0 start. They have their home opener against the defending 8-man Division I champions in the Tigers of Linden. Coach, as always, we appreciate it very much. Good luck Friday. We'll do it next week.
All right, thank you.